Welcome to Agriculture in Depth, presented by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre and by Kimball Livestock Exchange. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest is South Dakota State FFA reporter Gabrielle Rebline. We'll hear from her after this.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit KimballLivestockExchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
The 96th Annual South Dakota State FFA Convention will be held April 18th through the 20th, 2024, in Brookings. Rebline says she can't believe it's convention time again already.
It is a fever dream. It's been such a surreal experience, but I'm excited to be back in Brookings this Thursday through Saturday with our over 2,000 FFA members joining us for state convention this year.
Now, you mentioned Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's kind of a switch from the days convention traditionally has been, a Sunday, Monday, and a Tuesday morning. Why the adjustment? Why the switch? We just trying something new?
So this year, we hold our convention normally in Frost Arena on SDSU campus, but they're doing a lot of renovations, getting that ready for us in the coming years. So we are at the Dakota Bank Center, and there was just some timing conflict. So we had to readjust our plan, and we are excited to be holding it towards the end of the week. And who knows, if all goes well, it might be a new tradition.
For those who aren't familiar with where that conference center is that on campus or is that on the edge of town? Where are folks going to be headed?
Yeah, so that is on the edge of town. And over our convention days, we will be transporting students because our CDEs, or career development events, will take place on SDSU campus. So we're very grateful for their support and all of the volunteers that allow those contests to happen. And then our general sessions, so we have four sessions, one Thursday night, two Friday, and then one Saturday morning. And those will award our members with all of the wonderful achievements that they've had throughout the year. And those sessions will be at the Dakota Bank Center.
As far as membership in South Dakota, how are numbers looking? Are students participating?
Oh, we are so proud of our FFA members. So we are sitting at over 6,000 FFA members from across the state, with 111 chapters, and they are active in the career development events, leadership development events that take place in the fall, as well as their SAE projects, or supervised agricultural experience projects. So they have a desire to lead the agricultural industry in the future, and we can't thank them enough for that.
Each of the state FFA officers have an opportunity to give a retiring address. What is kind of the broad theme of the message you will present to the FFA, the members, the chapter advisors, the sponsors, the supporters, the organizers, the volunteers? What message do you bring to them this year?
Most definitely. So our retiring addresses, we started constructing and brainstorming actually in December. So it has been a work in progress for quite a long time. And my team and I wanted to have our retiring addresses revolve around our convention theme, which is breakthrough, and how to achieve personal growth and discover all of the opportunities that FFA has to offer, we need to push beyond some of the excuses or fear of other people's opinions and have that not prevent us from continuing on our path to success. So mine, without giving too much away, mine is centered around becoming more comfortable with uncomfortable situations and staying in those situations to achieve personal growth. So I'm excited to give it. I will be Saturday morning, so it is coming up quick, but it's going to be great.
For folks who maybe aren't able to attend in Brookings, whether they just job-wise or scheduling conflict-wise or whatever, aren't able to be in Brookings in person to take in the sessions, but they've got a family, friend, son, daughter, niece, nephew, some sort of connection, and would like to be able to see parts of the convention, is there a way they can do that?
Of course. This year, once again, we've partnered with News Center One, which will be broadcasting all awards sessions live, and they can watch online or anywhere New Center One TV is found. But there is a link in the South Dakota FFA Association website that can direct them so they can watch those live streams and support our members that way.
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
The AgriScience Fair, the last few years now, has been moved to a different time than the state convention when it used to be held in conjunction, I suspect because of the growth and the participation of that. Can you recap just a little bit? What was that like? Was there great participation again in AgriScience?
Yes, we had over 10 more additional projects this year compared to last year. So we appreciate seeing that growth. And yes, that did happen prior to state convention in Hartford, April 3rd. So that was held in conjunction with our state officer interviews, which we also saw an increase in candidates this year with 17 seniors running for a state officer position.
Now they've done the interviews, they've been exhausted, they've answered all the questions. Are they going to get to find out who the next officer team is sooner, or is that still kind of the big finale at the end when you guys get done on a Saturday morning?
Yes, we like to hold the anticipation. So the announcement of the 2024-2025 state officer team will be Saturday morning. It is the last piece of business that we'll cover, and we'll get them all set up and ready to take on their year.
Any final thoughts?
I think I just want to say thank you to all of the supporters of FFA and the agricultural industry, because our members are truly doing some amazing things, and they are those future leaders that will change the world. And I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to spread their messages with the rest of the state and also at the national level. So thank you so much for your support.
With Agriculture In Depth, brought to you by Kimball Livestock Exchange and by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.